Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Hey, neighbors. It's an investment. I'm talking about certified wheat seed from Shirley Farms in Alva. Joe Shirley and family have four tremendous varieties that will help put you in position to harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Their power lineup includes Iba, Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Double Stop CL Plus. Give Shirley Farms a call, 580-327-2070. That's 580-327-2070, or check out their website at shirleyfarms.com.
Well, cattle producers, one of the great traditions for Superior Livestock is their annual Labor Day sale. It's Labor Day 35, the 11th and 12th of September this year, broadcast live from Fort Worth on SLA TV, that's Dish Network, satellite channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting both the 11th and the 12th at 8 a.m. Central Time, 81,300 head to be sold. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2170.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Cattle futures have stabilized here on Monday, with nearby live cattle contracts trading on either side of unchanged. The sharp losses that developed on Friday have put long-term lows within sight, but limited selling Monday is actively defending these price levels. Corn futures, meanwhile, were higher today in trade, with December corn futures about 3.25 cents higher. Stock markets were lower today in light trade. The Dow Jones down 21 points, with the NASDAQ down 48 points. In live cattle today, limited gains have trickled into the complex following firm initial trade, which tested long-term support levels. October contracts were 12 cents higher at $195 per hundredweight, while the October 2016 number of $94.45 per hundredweight remains the magic number in order to sustain current support levels. The expectation that additional buyer support will become more evident in early 2020 contract months as cattle supplies slow should help to spark some activity throughout the complex over the near future. Cash cattle markets remained quiet today, with bids and asking prices undeveloped. It's likely that trade volume will be delayed until the second half of the week. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were mixed up $1.74 in select and down 73 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 34 total loads. In feeder cattle, firm pressure continued to hold in the complex as steady but firm pressure held throughout the day. Unlike live cattle futures, feeder futures are still well entrenched within the current sideways trading range seen over the last month. This may help to spark some additional stability, although the tone of the market still remains generally weak. Over in grains today, corn was narrowly mixed with light two-sided trades starting off the week. Soybean trade narrowly mixed as well, with trade bouncing back from early selling in the day session as fresh news was still limited. Meal flat to a dollar higher and oil 10 cents to 20 cents lower. Wheat trade, meanwhile, was 1 to 9 cents higher, with Chicago trade leading the action. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.